This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. With a midday celebration at City Hall, the Phillies and the city have revealed plans for next summer's Major League Baseball All-Star Game at Citizens Bank Park. That story from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
The MLB All-Star Game is coming to the city of brotherly love.
Phil's broadcaster Tom McCarthy was the MC on a stage in Dilworth Park that featured Phil's alumni, including 1976 All-Stars Larry Boa, Dave Cash, and Greg Luzinski. Phillies managing partner John Middleton announced July 14th as the date of next year's Midsummer Classic, but he said there's more than just the game.
The All-Star Futures game, the T-Mobile Home Run Derby, the Capital One All-Star Village, the 2026 MLB Draft, community initiatives, and many more.
Details of the Home Run Derby and other All-Star events will be announced later. A long-awaited marijuana legalization bill from a Philadelphia Democrat and an Erie County Republican has been introduced in the Pennsylvania Senate. While it likely won't be passed in time for this year's budget, KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert takes a look at its chances of eventually getting across the finish line.
The State House passed an adult-use marijuana bill earlier this year, but it fell flat in the Senate, with Erie County Republican Dan Laughlin questioning why that bill ignored existing medical marijuana infrastructure, instead opting for state-run dispensaries.
We would start out roughly $250 to $300 million in the hole before we ever take a dollar in sales. That just does not seem like the right path to go on when the private market is ready, willing, and able.
Laughlin's teamed up with Philadelphia Democrat Sharif Street on a bill that Street says checks boxes for both parties, and with all neighboring states but West Virginia offering adult use, it keeps that money in PA.
Opponents of legalization generally center on marijuana still being illegal on the federal level and concerns about DUI and the lack of accurate roadside tests. The bill is currently in the Senate Law and Justice Committee, which Laughlin chairs. A woman was shot and killed near a church in North Philadelphia early this morning. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from police headquarters.
This was at 20th and Lehigh. It was before 1 o'clock in the morning when police went out there for the report of gunshots, and they found the bleeding victim, a 29-year-old woman, lying on the sidewalk by a metal fence. This is close to Deliverance Evangelistic Church, the site of the old Connie Mack Stadium. Chief Inspector Scott Small says they rushed the victim to the hospital, where she was pronounced dead. And back at the scene, as they were investigating, he says they found 8 spent shell casings.
Some were just inches away from where she was laying, and the other are just a few feet away. So clearly the shooter or shooters were standing very, very close to this victim when these 8 shots were fired.
Police believe she was targeted, but they're not sure of a motive, and no one has been arrested. Investigators plan to look at surveillance footage. The recent tragic death of a young girl killed while riding an electric scooter in Aston, Delaware County, has officials reminding residents that those vehicles are not allowed on streets or sidewalks. KYW's Justin Udo reports.
11-year-old Bella Jones and 12-year-old Abigail Gillen were hit by a car while riding an e-scooter back in June. Gillen died and Jones was critically injured. Now Ridley Township officials are cracking down on an ordinance that's already on the books, banning e-scooters from riding on their streets and sidewalks. Ridley Township Board of Commissioners President Bob Willard says over the last 6 months, they've seen a large uptick in e-scooters on the road.
We had a meeting with our police department, our public safety committee, and we decided we're going real aggressive, but we want to get a campaign out there so people know about it. We don't want to just blindside people, parents.
Willard says people riding those e-scooters on the sidewalks or streets are subject to fines or even having their scooters confiscated. The first mosquito pool this year infected by West Nile virus has been discovered in Northeast Philadelphia. Health officials expect to see more West Nile positive pools across the city. As KYW's John McDevitt reports, although no humans have contracted the disease, the health department is keeping a close eye on things.
The Philadelphia Department of Public Health says West Nile virus-infected mosquitoes were discovered on June 18th near Pennypack Park and that it expects more positive pools to be detected throughout the city in the coming weeks. The health department says no humans tested positive, but it is instructing healthcare providers in the city to test patients for mosquito-borne illnesses and report positive cases right away. Health officials recommend the public use insect repellent that contains DEET, or other EPA-approved repellent, remove standing water from outside your property, and make sure your screens and windows and doors are in good condition.
Philly's Health Department and the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection conduct mosquito management activities throughout the city from May through October. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Ball scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.